Put away your tinfoil hats and grab your aluminum foil Wi-Fi antennas. It's time to talk about how to boost your wireless internet signal. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. It sounds a bit like an urban myth. You can boost your Wi-Fi signal reach with a little aluminum foil shaped a particular way. But as it turns out, the science holds up. What's next? Are we going to find out that blowing into an old Nintendo cartridge really does make it work better? Side note, don't blow into cartridges. You're more likely to gum things up than make them better. All right, back to the Wi-Fi. The research is out of Dartmouth University. Xia Zhao, an assistant professor, spoke about the project. She said that all it takes is about $35 worth of materials to create a reflector capable of shaping Wi-Fi signals. There's no need for repeaters or signal boosters. You can do it all yourself, assuming you have access to a 3D printer, that is. The research team took an interesting approach to their work. They took inspiration from DIY communities that had experimented with using aluminum cans to direct Wi-Fi signals. Essentially, these groups had cut cans open to turn them into sheets of thin aluminum, and then attached those sheets to a router's antenna. The sheets would block signals going out in that direction and redirect them in the opposing direction. It worked, but it wasn't very precise. The team thought they could dial this in a bit. They developed software that does all the number crunching for you in order to make a design that will suit your needs. You plug in some parameters into the software, giving it information about the size and shape of the room that the router is in. Maybe you want to boost the signal in one direction and curtail it in another. For example, you might want your wireless router located near a window, and you'd rather not broadcast your Wi-Fi signal out to your entire neighborhood. By reshaping that signal, you can direct it where you want. This isn't just efficient, it's potentially more secure. Wi-Fi sniffers will have a harder time connecting to your router's signal if that signal is being redirected inside your home rather than outside. Once the software has done all its beep-boop-boop calculations, it designs a three-dimensional shape, calibrated precisely to the information you've fed the software. That includes taking into account the directions where you want a stronger signal and the ones where you'd like to prevent the signal from bleeding over into other regions, such as the street outside your house. The 3D shape acts like a reflector. It's sort of like the bowl on a satellite dish. After getting the design for the shape, you have to then make the darn thing. This is most easily done with a 3D printer. 3D printers are a type of additive manufacturing, meaning they create shapes by adding to a foundation layer by layer. Typically, a printer does this by laying down a sticky layer of plastic material on a heated platform. The plastic adheres to the platform enough to stay in place as the printer lays down another thin layer, and then another, and another. This happens over and over until the collection of layers reaches the dimensions of the object you set to print. Smaller objects tend to be easier to print than larger ones, mostly because you don't have to worry about the structural integrity of the object quite as much. There are 3D printers that can build objects out of stuff other than plastic, but generally speaking, you're less likely to run into those in the consumer market. If you've got the time, money, and, as we found out in our office, the patience to work with a 3D printer, you can purchase one for yourself and start churning out the tchotchkes. Otherwise, you can do a quick search online to see if there are any 3D printing businesses that can take on custom jobs. Once printed, you then coat the 3D object in aluminum foil. This gives the object its reflective properties. The shape determines where the signal will go once it bounces off the object. The combination of those two is what allows you to reshape Wi-Fi signals. The aluminum foil and shape aren't actually boosting the signal in any way. That is, they're not making a weak signal strong. They do redirect the signal so that it might more efficiently reach the areas within a space you designate, but it doesn't make your Wi-Fi magically better. Keep in mind that Wi-Fi is, ultimately, radio waves. The frequencies for Wi-Fi are in the 2.4 and 5 gigahertz ranges in the United States. So why those ranges? Well, there are a couple of reasons. The big one is that the radio frequency spectrum is really valuable real estate. If you were to broadcast two different things along the same frequency, like TV signals and Wi-Fi, let's say, you'd encounter interference. That's not good, whether you want to log into the World of Warcraft or watch your stories. So you have to set aside blocks of frequencies for specific uses. That way, you can be reasonably sure that one technology won't meddle with another. The Dartmouth team has yet to release a build of the software they use to design the 3D shapes. Without that software, you're not likely to create a reflector that's going to be very useful. You might even make your signal more difficult to connect to. Hopefully, the team will either create a software product people can purchase or even release their program for free so that anyone can take advantage of their research. To learn more about the internet, Wi-Fi, radio frequencies, and weird experiments in technology, subscribe to the Tech Stuff podcast. Episodes last about an hour and explore all things tech. I'll see you again soon.